Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our devotion has been focused on doing your part. And God gives us the instructions that the body of Christ, His body, grows and is built up together under the head of Christ as each one does its part. And we've looked at the daily topics and looked at Romans 12, 7 through 8. And Paul's talking about how different individuals are gifted. But everything on this list is things that we're all called to do in some form or fashion. It may not be the thing we're gifted in. It may not be our primary task or responsibility, but they're all things that are a part of being a child of God. He says, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Today we're on that part about leading. And he says if it's leading or leadership, then we should govern diligently. Jeremiah says from God, then I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will lead you with knowledge and understanding. Sometimes it's easy to look at that passage from Romans. If it's leadership, then but what if we're not a leader? How does this apply to me? Well, I think in a couple different ways. One, I think it helps to describe what to look for in godly leaders. But the second is, I'm pretty sure we all lead in one fashion or another. Our gifting might not be leadership. We might not have an official leadership role because that's not what we're called to do, not what we're gifted to do. But there are people that are watching, that are following for the good or for the not so good. And one of the difficulties is, well, sometimes we end up following someone we shouldn't because they're not following who they should. Throughout the Old Testament, the people of God were, well, plagued, if you would, with leadership that was lacking. It really began through human desire of doing things their own way. And there became a time where the Bible says that everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And you read the context of that time in the nation of Israel and the people of God, and it was not a good time. That is not a good statement. It's not a positive accolade that everybody just minded their own business and did what they thought was right. That's not the context. And while God would raise up prophets to speak on His behalf, He would raise up judges that would act on behalf of the people in leadership, they would have this back and forth. Of realizing a need to turn to God and then forgetting and finding themselves in trouble and then turning back to God. And then they began to look around and realize that everybody else had a king that would do battle for their nation, and they needed a king. And even when God warned them through the prophet what that would mean and the hardships that that would bring about, they chose a king. Their very first choice was did not end up to be a very godly king. But you look down through the history of, you see that not many of them were. And God's desire was always that he would be the king. And that he would raise up shepherds, leaders after his own heart that would shepherd and lead with knowledge and understanding. And yet, what do? We tend to choose leaders, and particularly political leaders, based on what we think they can give us. Not that there's all that many of them that keep those promises anyhow, but we continue to do the same thing. And rather than as a whole, and I know it's tough, but we don't really look that hard, at least it doesn't seem like it, to find leaders that will serve with knowledge and understanding. We go for the polish and the flash and the one that spends the most and has the best advertisements and the one that whose talking points match most with what stirs our spirit. But what about within God's family? At Deer Run, we're blessed with leaders who will gather and pray for the congregation, for the individuals within it, and go through and those that come and those that are missing, and discuss how we can pray for people. But that's not always the case in church families around the world. There are churches with shepherds after God's own heart. There are churches with shepherds that kind of have their own agenda. But before we point too many fingers at those, what about you and I? What's our heart in the areas we lead? It may be leading our family. It may be leading our children. It may be leading at work. It may be leading at school. It may be leading ourselves. Do we seek to do that in a way that God's heart is visible? That we have knowledge and understanding, that heart of compassion that God has for his children is seen through us. They only do the broadcast on the weekdays. Tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide is that final point out of Romans, out of the Romans passage on showing mercy. And within the context, I kind of translated that into a practical sense of visiting others. And it's that heart of compassion. It's that shepherding with the heart of God that leads us to care about others. And the things that we do and the things that we share and the things that we give. See, when we lead with understanding and knowledge, it takes effort, it takes time, it takes a spirit of God within us rather than leading by our own wisdom and our own desires. As you consider, not so much those who lead you, but consider the areas that you lead in. What's your heart like? It's far too easy to look upline and grumble about leadership that might not be what it ought to be. Our nation here in the U.S. is in constant turmoil because of the varying differences of what we feel leadership should look like. But what would happen if, well before any election, we would spend more time praying about those who seek leadership positions? Sometimes those that might serve with a shepherd's heart never get the opportunity because we've not even considered them. And then God comes along. And he chooses to raise up a shepherd. That's the story of King David. A new king needed chosen. And even David's father didn't believe it could be David. He brought out, and part of it's culturally, the oldest son, and he was everything that people thought a king should be. And God said no. And down through the line, until all the sons were rejected by God as the next king, and the prophet says, is there no one else? Well, my youngest son David's out caring for the sheep. And they brought him in, and God says, this is it. And when we pray for our leaders, we help them. And when we pray for those who would become leaders, we help them. And when we pray for our selection process, we ought to be more mindful of looking for the things that God looks for. That shepherd's heart. But today, we ought to be more mindful of living with that shepherd's heart in every area in which we lead, whether it's big or small. God wants us to lead with knowledge and understanding. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love knows exactly what we need. You know the leadership that we can become. And you know those that will lead as shepherds. And Father, there's so many times we are blinded by our own desires, our own selfishness, our own self-interest, that we actually choose leaders that are not even good for us, rather than seeking you and praying and asking you to raise up leaders and shepherds that would shepherd with knowledge and understanding. Father, I pray for every level of leadership, whether it's church leadership, local leadership, national leadership, whatever it is. I pray that we would turn to you and ask that you would help us, and that you would give us shepherds after your own heart. Father, especially within the church, the churches across this nation around the world would have shepherds that lead with the heart of God, that they have knowledge and understanding, that are filled with compassion, and that would be visible, because each one of us has seen what that looks like as we lead in that way in our families, in our workplaces, with our children, in our schools, wherever we go. May we learn to have that knowledge and understanding, that heart of compassion, so that we recognize it in others. And those that you would raise up to lead within your church would continually grow in being shepherds and in caring for your body and caring for the individuals. Father, today as we have opportunity, may we notice those who might be following us. May we be more aware of what they see and what they imitate, and may we continually mold ourselves into the image of Christ. And not by our might or our power, but by your might and power, by your Spirit, but by our willingness. Father, throughout this land, throughout this world, I pray for shepherds with knowledge and understanding. I pray that you would raise up those kinds of leaders. And Father, as we lead others, may it always be done in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.